Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with Exchange, which is one of the new ones we're unveiling. Exchange is a very old, it says copyright 1997. I remember how old I was in 97. And when I first played Star Fox, amazing experience for the time. But, this is cool. Anyway, guys, yeah, this is a very interesting novel. It's about a guy who accidentally is turned into a woman, and his classmates, or her classmates, can't keep their hands off of her. And this isn't like the whole, oh, it's the trans fantasy. I mean, well, some people may say that, but I don't know. It's more supposed to be a, like, maybe a humiliation thing? I don't know. We'll see how this works. But this is a common trope that's been in a lot of hentai over the years, and it's also been in a lot of anime. Let's go ahead and we'll give it a try. Now, this is the brand new version of it, the remastered version. It wasn't just remastered, it was remade completely. So, 2021, they remade it, and, of course, Jazz USA brought it over. So I'm glad that we've got this one. We also have the two other ones, which are not remakes, but they're still pretty good as far as quality. So let's go ahead and give it a go. You have the Classic Exchange, Echi Classic. And we have the Renewal Exchange. More text and translations. New text and translations. Well, damn. More characters, more endings, and it's also voiced. Huh. So you get both games. Cool. More characters, more endings, and voice. How about this, guys? Let's go through the first one. And then if we like it, you know, if it's really good, we'll go through Renewal. How about that? Takia. What is it? Takia, I love you. Ooh, let's not do that. Thanks, I love you too. Takia, are you nervous? There's plenty of time, so we shouldn't feel rushed or anything. Does this make you feel more at ease? Takia, I love your moistened eyes and your quivering lips, your silky hair, the fresh smell from your shampoo, even your soft breasts and... Takia! Ah! How long are you gonna hold on to me? It seems that I was asleep and was holding on to her while I was dreaming. Now Asuka's looking at me with an annoyed expression. Asuka, good morning! Yes, good morning. Now that we've exchanged greetings, please remove your hand. I look at my hand as if it was still acting out my erotic dream, firmly grasping Asuka's breast. I'm so sorry. In my dream, I was talking like a tough guy, but in reality, I'm a weak-minded man who doesn't have the self-confidence to express myself as I'd like to. I'm sorry. I can't believe you. Were you dreaming or something? Hurry up and put some clothes on. Why are you blushing like that? Normally, you never seem to mind. It's because you were saying such embarrassing things to me so early in the morning. Did I say anything out loud? Yes, I heard it all. What did you mean, anyway? Something about plenty of time. Do you want to be late? Why didn't you... I start to ask her why she didn't wake me up earlier. Then I think better of it. Asuka may be a childhood friend, but a guy has to draw the line somewhere. I did wake you up, but you were talking in your sleep. I'm sorry. Though I stopped short of finishing my question, she knew what I was going to say anyway. That's because we've known each other for so many years. Well, get ready. We don't have all day. Okay, I'll get dressed. Just a second. Asuka leaves my room. I'm Takia Ihara, a second-year student at Miyanomori Academy. It's strange for someone to say this about themselves, but I'm kind of a weakling. I'm also short. Well, I'm in the chemistry club at school, so I don't need big muscles or anything. The girl who was just here is Asuka Katagiri. Yeah, a childhood friend of mine. She goes to the same school. She's cute and very popular with the male students, and I appreciate her waking me up every morning, but her personality could use some improvement. Deep down, I'm sure that's why she's never gotten a boyfriend. Of course, if I told her that, they might find my body floating in Tokyo Bay. Takia, hurry up or we'll be late. Oops, I gotta hurry. Good morning. Hurry up and eat your breakfast. Every morning you depend on Asuka to wake you up like this. Oh, it's alright. I'm used to it, and it's on my way to school. Still, you should wake up by yourself sometimes, Takia. You're not in high school anymore. Yeah. These are my parents. My parents have both come from previous marriages. I came with my father, and my stepmother brought her daughter, my stepsister. I don't have problems getting along with my parents or anything, but I do like to keep away from them if I can. We live in an apartment. We're well off enough, I guess, although I wish we had a house. I guess if you remove the part about my parents both having divorces in their past, we're a normal Japanese family. Wow, that's interesting. Takia, it's time to go. We'll miss the bus. I'll wait for you there, okay? Wait, I'm coming now. We're here. We've had to run as fast as we could, but we've made it here on time. This is our school, Miyanomori Academy. It's a pretty average school, where students either study normally or prepare to go on a four-year at university. Not anniversary, aha. Freedom is the best thing about it. There aren't many repressive rules for us to follow, and the instructors here are pretty good about letting us choose our ways in life. It's a pretty good place to be, all in all. Ding dong, ding dong. Oops, it's time to go, we better hurry. I somehow managed to get here in time, but now I'm in another boring class. I wish the teacher would make the class a little more interesting. What can I do to pass the time more quickly? Oh, wow, this is an old school one. Think about teachers. Think about the morning's dream. Just sleep. I'll think about this morning instead. Touching Asuka's breast, even my dream, was something I won't soon forget. Okay. She's getting her salary from teaching us, so I wish she'd do her job a little better. It's really hard to endure this boring class hour after hour. I wish she'd get violent or say something every once in a while just to keep it interesting. Just sleep. Sleep? How could I sleep on a hard desk like this? Maybe it's a premonition of something good that's gonna happen to me soon. I'd sure like to find a girlfriend soon and then... Well, there are teachers I like. The Nurse Matsunaga is really great. With her tank top and her extreme miniskirt under her nurse's uniform. She's so kind, and it's always great to talk to her. Well, not that I talk to her that often. Damn, thinking about sex like this is giving me a hard-on. What if someone notices? I've got to calm down. It would certainly hurt. I'd give anything to bury my face in her massive breast just once. Damn, brah. It's all done gone to sex talk now. Maybe if I were injured in a horrible accident, she'd let me? Or maybe not. Well, it's pretty pointless to think about anyway. Calm down, calm down. You're gonna embarrass me. He's not cooperating. Worrying about my hard-on is only making it worse. Well, that's enough about the instructors here. I guess it's okay. Several of the other students are sleeping. I guess I'll try to sleep too. Ding dong, ding dong. Ooh, well that's over. I guess I'll head to the chemistry club. This is the chemistry room where the chemistry club meets. In past years, the students in this group supposedly spent their time making devious potions using various chemicals and getting into trouble. Fortunately, no members ever did anything to damage the school, so we were allowed to continue. The people in this club like to play gags with chemicals, but it's all in good fun. Actually, there are only two other members in the club, the president and myself. Hi! Ah, Ihara-kun. You came at the right time, will you help me for a minute? Eh? You're not doing another experiment, are you? Don't look so glum, it's not that bad. I'm just arranging some of the chemicals and throwing out some of the older ones that aren't safe to use. I see. I was worried for a moment there. So you'll help me? Sure, I'll help, but what about this one? The label's worn off, so I can't tell what this is. If you don't help, I'll perform some very special experiments on you. I'll do it. This is the president of the chemistry club, Asami Sato. She's 1 year older than me. Her parents are famous chemists, so she's always been interested in chemistry. I have to say, sometimes I honestly don't know what she's thinking. However, because of her parents' position, our chemistry tools and materials are always brand new. I'm always teaming up with her to do various projects, it seems. Unfortunately, she takes advantage of my weak-mindedness and uses me as her guinea pig. but I shouldn't think about that right now. Ihara-kun, will you look through the shelves over there? Okay. Damn, why am I such a pushover, always doing what bossy girls like her say? Oh well. Well, where should I start? Okay, I'll try the lower shelf. I can read this label. It's just charcoal in this one. This jar has calcium nitrate, and this one contains hydrochloric acid. I wonder if it's safe. No, it's hydrochloric acid. Okay, I'll check the middle shelf. Some plastic bottles. The label's worn off, so I can't read what's in them. I can't read it, but it looks interesting. It's cloudy. It seems to be some kind of alkaline mixture. I'll try the top shelf. I wonder what this small brown bottle is. There's some kind of yellow powder inside. There's some hydrogen peroxide here. Could this be luminol? This isn't very interesting. It's not like I can make dynamite out of these chemicals or anything. Ah, what I could do with some dynamite. A luminol reaction is a chemical reaction that involves the blood's hemoglobin and light. It's very complicated, though. Only something for chemistry buffs. I got an idea. A little bit of this, and add in some of this. There, it's ready. To finish the experiment, I'll need some blood. There are other various assorted powdered metals here. I wonder what they're for. Maybe someone is trying to build a bomb after all. Can't read this one either. This one looks pretty. I wonder if I could put some of this in a plant's water and change its color. I'd love to do experiments like that. I guess I'll have to prick my own finger to get some. Take the needle, bring it near my finger? This is really quite hard to do. Ouch! Good, I got some blood. And now going into a dark place. Good, it's glowing, it's glowing. This is a luminal reaction. Once I took some liquid glass and a pipette and tried sucking it into my mouth. Playing with alkalines like that just isn't safe, though. Believe me, they're not to be played with. I remember my mouth hurt for a week. I remember doing this experiment for the culture fair back in high school. It's kind of a spooky experiment. No wonder people who like chemistry have a reputation as being depressing to be around. They like dark experiments like this. It's sad, really. Speaking of alkaline, semen is supposed to be alkaline. I've never put that in my mouth, though. It's just not a man's place to do that. Now, girls, that's another story. This is boring, just looking through all these old chemicals. There's nothing interesting here at all. Wait, at the back of the top shelf, there's an interesting bottle. I can just reach it. Okay, I got it. Slip. What? Ah! Crash! Oh, wow, this sucks! Damn, it went all over my head. What happened? Ah, Sato-san, I wanted you to organize these chemicals, not drink them. I know that. A jar spilled on me when I fell. I don't think there's any way to, what a shame. Gone to waste. What a shame. That's all she can say with me down here like this? I'll say it again. Sometimes I have no idea what this girl's thinking. Please clean it all up. I'm sure. I'll make sure I do. I like chemistry, but I sure don't like having all this stuff on me. Well, at least it wasn't acid. This is interesting stuff. It has no smell, and it's completely clear. Maybe it's just water. I really should clean it off, shouldn't I? Just in case it's not water. Ihara-kun. Yeah, I finished cleaning up the mess. Staring. Huh? What's she staring at me like that for? Stare. What's she got on her mind this time? Stare. Damn, she's giving me the creeps. Long stare. Is there something wrong with me? Your eyes are nearly popping out of their sockets. Ihara-kun. Yes? What is it? Nothing. Nothing? Well, that's a relief. Yes, whatever was in that bottle, I seem to be okay. Maybe it was just water. Really? That's too bad. Too bad. What's she thinking? Well, would you also wash out these containers for me? Sure. Honestly, I don't like washing these things. It makes me think I'm doing the dishes at home. which I did almost every single day when I was a young man. I had to always wash the dishes. Dishwashers are great. Wow, there's so many things to wash. Where should I start? Guess I'll wash the beakers. Wash, wash, squeak, squeak. Man, these are really dirty. You stupid beaker, come clean. I'll wash the test tubes now. To wash a test tube, you need to use a narrow brush. It's important not to use too much force. Wow, this shape is really suggestive of something else. Dude, you look at a test tube and that's what you think? Guess I'll wash the flask. These are pretty hard to wash, actually. Sound of water running. Shaka, shaka. Shoopa, shoopa. Sound of water running. Shh. Squeak, squeak. Good, that's clean. I remember once I was washing a beaker and there was a crack in it. It broke and it cut my hand badly. The blood just kept gushing out. I got blood all over my white lab coat and needed 3 stitches to fix it. Ugh, remembering that made me sick. I'd be careful not to wash them too hard. Or I'd better be careful not to wash them too hard. This shape is vaguely disturbing. It even makes a funny sound as I wash it. Squeak, po, squeak, po. See? That's pretty interesting. I've washed all the flasks. I better wash something else, I guess. Shoopo, shoopo, cupo, cupo. Sound of water running. Squeak, squeak. Good, that's clean. I've washed all the test tubes. I guess I'll wash something else. Squeak, squeak. Good, that's clean. Well, that's finished at last. Seto-san, I finished the washing. Okay, you can go home then. There's nothing else to do here. Or do you want to do some experiments? Well, I did get that weird chemical all over me. I'd really rather take a shower. Honestly, I'd rather go home now. No, that's all right. I'll head home. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, goodbye. I had a rough day today, being made to help clean up those old chemicals. It's like she was trying to experiment on me or something. I remember the time we were making hair-removing chemicals and all my hair fell out. That was embarrassing. I had to go to school completely bald. That was bad. That was Seto-san's fault, too, now that I think about it. Huh? My finger really hurts where I took the blood today. Maybe I got some of that chemical in the wound. I better take a shower quickly. My finger doesn't hurt anymore. That's odd. It stopped hurting completely. Still, I'd better take a good shower and make myself really pretty. Huh? Make myself really pretty? What? That sounded a little gay. Oh, what's going on, guys? I spoke just like a girl just then. That's weird. What I meant was, I want to take a bath and get cleaned up. Huh? My voice is high-pitched, just like a woman's. Well, I guess I won't worry about it. In the mirror, a woman is standing there looking at me. It goes without saying that there's no one in the room besides me. I raise my right hand. The woman in the mirror raises her right hand. Her face seems kind of familiar to me. It's my own face, the one I look at in the mirror every morning. Yeah! Well, what's happening to me? Why am I talking like a woman? What is this? My body is changed into a girl's body. How can this be possible? Oh no, my cock, my precious thing, it's gone! I'm talking like a woman again. I mean, my precious cock is gone. I've got to think calmly about this. Now that I think about it, this is a terrific opportunity to do some observation and experimentation. What am I saying? Someone must be playing a trick on me, doing something with the mirror or something. So I'll see what's on the other side of the mirror. Cute, cute. Karen? Damn, there's really a naked woman in the mirror. This is not good. I'll try it one more time. Cute, cute. Karen? Damn, no matter what, it's a woman's body reflected in this mirror. That's right, it must be some kind of mistake. I'll dispel this illusion right now. Stare. Looks like a woman to me. Stare, stare. No matter how many times I stare, it's the same view. Soft body, supple breasts. I've got pretty nice breasts, if I do say so myself. Although I wish they weren't here at all. Oh wow, they're so soft, so supple. It's amazing. And the nipples so red and hard and... What the hell am I doing at a time like this? My confusion holds me at bay for several minutes, but after a while I'm able to calm down. Although the reason escapes me totally, the man reflected in the mirror seems to be a woman. So I guess I've turned into a woman. Even the way I talk is different. My voice has changed and everything. My cock has gone in its place, something I've never seen in the flesh before. I can't see it very well from up here. Maybe if I use a small mirror? I remember now there was a paper on anatomy around here somewhere. Let's see. Yes, here it is. In this book there are pictures of the male and female sexual organs. It's not necessarily the best way to check things out, but it's better than nothing. I can't see my own body clearly. What can I do? What's the thing here? Ah! When I touch it, I feel a shock of pleasure rip through my body like electricity. That was good. I remember now. If I touch this part, I'll feel... I notice the pinkness below me has turned dark red. A strange, powerful feeling manifests in the lower half of my body. I move to test my theory again by touching myself with my finger. Ah! Ah! Whoa, was that voice mine? God, this is really erotic. What's this? Ah! Is this what it's like to be a woman? Ah! After exploring my newfound treasure for a time, I turn over and look at my whole body. My nipples are getting harder and harder. This feels like it should hurt, but somehow it feels wonderful. What if I touch myself here? I'm sure it won't hurt anyone. It is my own body, so it can't be sexual harassment or anything. Oh, Lord. God, I'm so wet. Is this what all women are like? Or could it be because of that strange chemical? So wet, soft and wet. Overwhelmed by the erotic feelings coursing through my body, I continue to massage myself with the tip of one finger. I think I like this way better. The electric feeling increases as I continue to stimulate my new pussy. I can't. I continue stimulating myself, but I'm unable to reach the final climax. I'm touching and caressing my pussy with as much force as I can bear with my finger again and again. Ah, I can use both hands. Yes, that's good. Suddenly, a powerful shock of pleasure moves through my body. My fingers, they're moving by themselves. Just a little more. Just a little more. Ah! So I don't know why I can't. Ah, I'm not doing all that. My body arcs backwards as an intense pleasure I've never imagined before races through my body. My God, I came. That was incredible. I've become female, but moreover, I've become a lewd, erotic female. I have to admit, I wouldn't mind trying that again. I wonder if it's okay. Someone might come home and find me. But it felt so good. What should I do? I don't know, folks. This is getting a little weird, isn't it? But if you guys want me to do more of this, we can. Don't forget, we still got all the other classics, you know, still going. Cigara Family and Heart to Roommate and all that. So we'll have more for you on Grim Sentai Corner. Just sit tight.